Well, today I'm going to show you what sea fish is good for. We come out here to get sea fish so we can have some fish, dry that dry fish, or throw them in the freezer. Or we can, if we get good fish, we'll cook it tonight. Then we'll have some fish dinner. Oh. Well, we got our chook. Get it, get going. I'm getting it ready to make a hole with chook. Get your shovel handy, start chooking. I think it's gonna be plenty hot. I might as well take my parka off. This chook is made out of a piece of wrecking bar, I think. Yeah, piece of wrecking bar. And the handle is birch, so it don't break. He'll go cut the ice just like nothing. Oh, might as well make it big. You might get big fish. We don't want fish to get stuck down there. It might take about half hour, a whole less. Ice is plenty thick right now. Yeah, I hope the fish don't hear me when I'm making a noise here. Well, we gotta get fish from here. Ice is pretty thick. If we don't, we might have to move out, or we might stick around. Kind of late now, we might just use this hole for all day. We gotta go through though. There might be some sea fish. Used to be sea fish here. Then we'll see how it is. We gotta go through the ice and get some fish. Oh yeah, sea fish. We got good sized sea fish. We just put in the freezer, clean it all up. Small fish, we'll just cut them up and dry them up. Make dried fish out of them. They're real good when they're dried. And we can throw a bunch of them in the freezer, so we'll have fresh fish whole spring till the ice break up. Then we gotta clean that hole again. When I got through, I got to clean that whole bottom real good with this. And if the fish cuts, it's got to be real clean bottom. If there's a little point, fish will head it and you lose a good fish. So you can it takes a good joke to do it. Here's the one that'll do it. There, go through. 5 feet of water. Now you gotta clean the bottom real good. I hope no overflow. Sometimes it'll come up and overflow. Gotta clean the bottom real good. There's fresh water. You can make your coffee or you can drink it straight. You get a plastic cup. Never try it, Kim. I gotta pull it right away and just throw it on top of the snow and start cleaning it so it'll be dry. Well, it'll be dry next time if you use it. See how nice and dry. Now, put that one way over. We don't need it now. start cleaning the hole. Gotta have a real clean hole. Now I clear the hole, the bottom's clean. You gotta throw that sweat out of there so you can see what you're doing. I like to keep my fishing hole clean anyhow. I have to do it once in a while with a towel. I got a little rig over here. That'll do it. Here's the one that'll do it. Oh, this little piece of metal. I just put a wooden handle on it so I could use it for fishing. So I could clean my hole every time it freezes up a little bit. And just clean it like this. I mean, your hole. There. Now, you gotta keep this handy. Now you gotta make a place to sit on. Make this place a little high. Get your hook. Where am I? Get your caribou seat. Set it right there. Get your gap hook ready. This handle is made out of willow. I just patch it up and tape it. And this line is braided. My wife braided this about 90-pound test. Braided so the fish wouldn't bust it. That's a little too short for that. Your line is tied, piled up right there so you can make it shorter. If you want to make it shorter, all you have to do is just go like that. There, and just put it right in the front. I wouldn't mind a little longer right now. I better check this again. That should be good for this hole. I better try. You have to secure it in the end of your pole. Once and twice. Second time, there. You're already hooked. Yeah, there you go. Put your hook in there. Let it sink. Now you gotta clean your hole again. Your gaff hook ready in case you could fish. You just move it around like that so the fish will see it, probably see it from a long way and grab your hook. If you could tie it on this side and move it and do it, left hand. And if you could caught a fish, grab it and pull it up. Oh, there's none yet. We can tell when the fish bite. Come on, see a fish. You can't, oh, look at fish. Oh, big one. Oh, I grabbed it. Oh, I got away. You gotta get yours. Whoa. Look at that. Good one. Pickerel, pike they call them. That's the most call them ceiling. Gotta keep your line clean. So it always ice up. The ice always pile up right in here and make it stiff. So when you keep the ice off, do it once in a while, or you can do it with your gap hook when it's cold. Yeah, when you got a bite, you got to pull your line real steady without slacking it. If you got to slack, you're going to lose it. If you slack a little bit, then throw it right up. That way you don't lose the fish. When the sticks are longer, when the fish bite you, you get more jerk. These shorter ones, you don't feel them much. See, this one is quite a bit short. I use this mostly all the time when they're biting. When the fish bite you, you get more jerk. And just start pulling it, grab it. No slack. And then there's your lure. Yeah, I bought this from the store. You got to have a swivel. So this one goes around, so you don't have twists here. And this piece of yarn, I use it for bait. That's what they call Dr. Hook. It's copper coated. You can make that one out of copper tubing as long as it's copper. I better put a bait on this one. Get your knife out. Get that. You can hold a fish like this and get where there's no bone here. Just like a good piece of meat. Just put a bait on it. Your line should be, got to be 2 feet, 2 feet under the ice. Now, wait for sheafish. First bait, you get fresh fish. Now, if you're digging like that, if you get a bite, start pulling the fish without slacking. And if you get there, grab your gap hook. Hit him right in the head and pull it right up. You can lot of use for this. When you're going to load up your sled, just throw them your sled like that. And it's pretty handy. That way you don't get your gloves wet. Yeah, this little gap hook is made out of a piece of wood, piece of green alder and little, and heavy wire. Just tie it up, secure it real good here with the wire so it don't slip. It's good when it's a little bendy. You can use it to kill a fish. You can set it any place here, on top of your feet, or here where you can grab it. And you can grab it like that, real fast.
Sheepish, them pike are full of eggs right now. Artesuok, we call them. They're really fighters. Some of them are fighters, man.
Yeah, they are, they're not
really big ones. Or three species.